Good morning. My name is Ryan Fleming, and I am a member of your church council. I would like to welcome everyone to our worship service today, both members and guests alike, and a special warm welcome to those of you from around the world who are worship with us this morning through our live stream at holytrinitybuffalo.org. We have a few announcements this week. The degreening of the church will take place today following the 10:30 service. All are welcome to stay and help. Lunch will be served to all who stay and help. The annual congregational meeting will be held next Sunday at the completion of the 10:30 service. We will be holding a potluck lunch immediately following. Please bring your favorite dish to pass. The annual congregational reports are available and can be found on the tables in the entranceway. There are Christmas flowers available. Please feel free to take one yourself, a family member, or for a friend. They will be available following today's service. Monday morning Bible study begins January 14th at 9:30 a.m. in the fellowship room. All are welcome. Please see the bulletin for additional announcements. Thank you, God bless, and enjoy the service.
Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, who shines in glory, clothes us in compassion, and bears gifts of mercy for all. Amen. Let us confess our sins with confidence in God's promise of forgiveness. God, wonderful counselor, we confess that we have turned from your gifts and chosen our own way. We have not made room for you in our hearts or in our world. We have lived in fear. We have not welcomed the stranger. We desire gifts that will not endure. Forgive us our sins, known and unknown, and open us to receive the peace of Jesus dwelling in and among us. Amen. God's loving kindness has appeared to us in Christ our Savior. We are saved not by anything we have done, but by God's mercy poured out on us richly. In the name of Jesus Christ, your sins are forgiven. Through the Spirit now living in you, God give you faith to trust Jesus, who is love born for you, now and always. Amen. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have
Let us pray together. O God, on this day you revealed your Son to the nations by the leading of a star. Lead us now by faith to know your presence in our lives, and bring us at last to the full vision of your glory. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. You may be seated, and we invite the young people to come forward for some time with Pastor Brenda.
Good morning. How's everybody doing? Wow, you guys seem really enthusiastic to be here this morning. Let me ask again, how's everybody doing this morning? Good, great, I'll take it. So I have a question. If you had something really important to tell people, how would you do it? Nothing? I get nothing today? Something really important to tell people. How do you let them know that you have something to say? All right, Griff.
Hack into the world's TV program and broadcast.
Hack into the world's TV program and broadcast. I worry about you sometimes, kiddo. But not a bad idea. What else? How else could we tell people? I know you guys have ideas. Y'all are smart kids. Yes.
Make like flyers and put them in people's mailboxes.
Make flyers and put them in people's mailboxes. That's a great idea. What if what you had to say was in a certain place? How would you tell people where to find it? Oh, I don't know. Tina.
An invitation? You set a bonfire.
You set a bonfire. That's a good one. Smoke signals, right? Yes. Your phone number and house number. You can put that on an invitation. So today starts the season, or I guess today is Epiphany Sunday. Come on up. Yeah, that's okay. I'm used to that reaction. Today is Epiphany Sunday, and Epiphany Sunday is a day, and it starts off a season of about 6 weeks or so, 7 weeks, 8 weeks, something like that, of when we can find Jesus in the world. But not just Jesus, God in the world. Jesus does all these things so that we know who Jesus is. So how do you think God tells us these messages? How does God tell us something important? Yeah.
Gives us visions.
Gives us visions. It's a good one. Those of you that may know the Epiphany story, you feel free to answer. Yes. Do you have an answer? You didn't have anything. I'll give you a hint. What did the wise men follow? Yeah. What? The star, right? So God sent a star for the wise men to follow. God also sent angels to shepherds on Christmas, and it's a whole other story. But Jesus, God sent a star to lead the wise men to where Jesus was. Because who was Jesus? A baby, but who else is Jesus? Think big picture, guys. God! Jesus is God! And so God wanted to make God's self known to the whole world. So God sent a big, bright star to lead everybody. So what are some ways that we can do that today? How can we be big, bright stars in the world? Make what? I can't hear you behind the thing. You could. You could just make a star and put it in the mail and mail it to somebody. You can name a star. What else? How else can you be God in the world? I know you have an answer, Angelo. You're a smart cookie. He's like, and I'm done. How else? How can you be God in the world? Yeah. You can help people. You can help people, and you can love people, and you can be kind to people, and all the things that Jesus tells us we should do to others, right? That's how we can be God in the world. And that's how we show other people God in the world. Yes? All right. Why don't we pray? Because I know what you guys are really looking forward to is Sunday school, right? Yeah. All right, let's pray. Oh, it's a long way down. Good and gracious God, thank you for giving us Jesus. And thank you for giving us the star that shines our way to finding Jesus and God in the world. Help us to be aware of all the signs and visions that we have in the world today that points us back to you, that we might know them and see them and be able to know that they are you, so that we can worship you and love you forever and always. Amen. All right, head off to Sunday school.
The first reading for the Epiphany of our Lord is recorded in Isaiah, the 60th chapter. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will appear over you. Nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your dawn. Lift up your eyes and look around, for they all gather together, they come to you. Your sons shall come from far away, and your daughters shall be carried on their nurses' arms. Then you shall see and be radiant, your heart shall thrill and rejoice, because the abundance of the sea shall be brought to you, the wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah. All those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense and shall proclaim the praise of the Lord, the word of the Lord.
Justice, O God, and your righteousness to us.
The second reading for today is recorded in Ephesians, the third chapter. This is the reason that I, Paul, am a prisoner for Christ Jesus for the sake of you Gentiles. For surely you have already heard of the commission of God's grace that was given me for you, and how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I wrote above in a few words, a reading of which will enable you to perceive my understanding of the mystery of Christ. In former generations, this mystery was not made known to humankind, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. That is, the Gentiles have become fellow heirs, members of the same body, and sharers in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Of this gospel, I have become a servant according to the gift of God's grace that was given me by the working of his power. Although I am the very least of all the saints, this grace was given to me to bring to the Gentiles the news of the boundless riches of Christ, and to make everyone see what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God who created all things. So that through the church, the wisdom of God in its rich variety might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was in accordance with the eternal purpose that he has carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have access to God in boldness and confidence through faith in him. The word of the Lord.
Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the second chapter. In the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born King of the Jews? For we observed his star at its rising and have come to pay him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was frightened, and all Jerusalem with him. And calling together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it has been written by the prophet. And you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah. For from you shall come a ruler, who is to shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the wise men and learned from them the exact time when the star had appeared. Then he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word so that I may also go and pay him homage." When they had heard the king, they set out, and there ahead of them went the star that they had seen at its rising, until it had stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw that the star had stopped, they were overwhelmed with joy. On entering the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they knelt down and paid him homage. Then opening their treasure chests, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they left for their own country by another road. This is the gospel of our Lord. May be seated. And I would like to just take a moment, if I may, to give a thank you and appreciation to our choir, to Justin and Kristen, for all of the work they have put towards the Christmas and Advent seasons and leading into Epiphany. So if we could please just give them a round of appreciation. All you do. Thank you. And now I ask that you pray first with me. Good and gracious God, thank you for waking us up again this day and for gathering us once more again around your word and meal. In this season of Epiphany, may you continue to make yourself known to us, and may you give us the courage to worship and glorify you. And we ask all these things in your Son's name, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen. I was about 8 years old when I learned that the Christmas story I had learned and believed my entire life up until that point wasn't entirely true. That these wise men, these three men traveling from the east, saw this star on the same night that the shepherds saw the angels and traveled to Bethlehem to see the newborn baby in the manger. We were preparing the church for Advent and Christmas and setting out the nativity scene on a table. This was my absolute favorite part in decorating the church for Advent. So me and my little dutiful 8-year-old self went out, getting the box and opening it up, began to set the scene, carefully taking out each piece, the sheep and the donkeys, the shepherds and the angels, laying them out, making sure that Mary and Joseph were placed so delicately that they could watch over the baby Jesus in the manger. And then I'd carefully unwrap and place the wise men and the camels and everything. I'm very proud of myself. I've set the Christmas story. And then here comes my pastor to deal me the biggest blow to the reality of my Christmas. Brenda, she says, we don't set the wise men out just yet. I was shocked. I'm pretty sure that the stubbornness and all its glory came out in full force that morning and began to state my case that no, indeed, the wise men were there to see this infant king. I mean, after all of our Christmas songs and our Christmas pageants had the wise men coming right after the shepherds. They couldn't all be wrong now, could they? And after all this time debating, my pastor calmly sits me down and begins to explain that the story of the wise men was, in fact, a different story than the birth of Jesus, taking place in a different gospel and at a slightly different time. It was at this point that I learned about Epiphany and the wise men's journey to see not necessarily the baby in the manger, but perhaps a toddler still delicately surrounded by Joseph and Mary. And as I got older and learned more and more about this text, the more intriguing the Epiphany story of King Herod and the wise men became. Our gospel from Matthew this morning still takes us to that small town in Bethlehem, where King Herod is ruler. These wise men play an important part in the epiphany of who God is in the world. That these men, these astrologers, these Gentiles, would come to search for a new king of the Jews. But they didn't just seek out a new king, they sought out the Messiah of a whole other religion. One whose presence seemed to have also brought out the fear and terror of a king whose power seemed to mean everything to him. These wise men not only sought out a small child, born king of the Jews, but also seemed to have shaken the power central in Jerusalem. In Jerusalem, why not go looking for the king in Rome? It seems that the star can only take the wise men so far. They follow the star to Jerusalem and then seem to turn towards King Herod's scholars to inquire about this star, where and how it came about. And it all seems to boil down to one question. Where is the one who is born king of the Jews? And at hearing this, Herod becomes frightened and alarmed that his power could be called into question. Herod ruled with absolute power and absolute authority. After all, he was deemed king of the Jews. He is a king who loves power and what that power can do for him. But Herod also knows that this power could be threatened at any time. Herod was not a Jew or a Roman. He was appointed to this position by his father. Herod ruled with absolute oppressive power and authority, creating fear and terror for those who were found under his rule. And perhaps Herod did this to crush any ideas of an overthrow of power, to make sure that he and he alone remained in control and with power. Herod knew from the chief priests and the teachers of the law that the Messiah would be born in Bethlehem, in Judea, and that he must come from the Davidic line. King Herod knows that he doesn't meet any of these criteria and is already paranoid about rivals to his throne. And if you want to know just how paranoid, keep reading further in this chapter. Caroline Lewis, associate professor of preaching at Luther Seminary, writes, "When persons in power perceive authority only with the construct of winners and losers, when persons in power deflect accountability and responsibility, when persons in power label truth-tellers as obstructionists or troublemakers, when persons in power systemically peripheralize or eliminate perceived opposition, these are clear signals of a realized inadequacy and an inability to recognize that even the most effective and respected leaders have blind spots." She goes on to say that rather than dismissing Herod for being Herod, we would do well to imagine just how much about Herod we tend to be, how much of Herod we act out, how much of Herod do we live out in our leadership. So I wonder, where do we find ourselves stuck in these power structures? Where are we implicitly or overtly supporting these power structures? Where do we find ourselves using our own power and our own authority to oppress and marginalize those whom we fear might have the courage to speak up to us, to put us in our places? To oppress and marginalize those we fear might take away our power. And as a result of a dream, the Magi then turn away from Herod and his request. They decide to take another route home. They could have chosen to collude with King Herod, but for them, Jesus is greater than and more powerful than Herod. They risked their lives for the sake of Jesus. They rejoiced when they met him. This Epiphany story is another story of resistance and persistence. These wise men are more than mere players in this story. They are resistors. They insist that their witness testifies to a truth that will challenge power, that will defy authority. They believe that this God will lift up the lowly and bring power out of the powerless. Epiphany has to do with any place or event when the realities of racism and exclusion are addressed with justice, belonging, and hospitality. Jesus enters this world with a message of mutuality, of equitability, of unconditional love and light for all people. The Jesus born in Bethlehem was a stranger, a marginalized person, an innocent victim who transformed suffering into joy. So where does our God star lead us? Are we resistors like the wise men, revolutionaries like Mary? Where do we see God lifting up the lowly? What path do we follow? Where is God leading us? Amen.
Thank you.
Following that star, we are bold to confess our faith in the words of our creed, found on page 13 in your worship bulletin. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Dwelling in the presence of God with us, let us boldly pray for the church, the world, and all in any need. Drawn into the light of God, we pray for the proclamation of the grace of Jesus Christ. Give us courage and boldness to go forth into the world to tell the good news of what God has done. Strengthen all communities of faith, including the Buffalo City Cluster, Grace and North Park, Parkside, Resurrection, and Holy Trinity. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Drawn into the glory of creation, we pray for the earth. Sustain every living thing with abundant resources, clean water, and sustainable harvests. Help us to steward all that you have provided. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Drawn into the brightness of God's presence, we pray for the nations of the world. Reveal your compassion and peace for the sake of all who live in the shadow of oppression, violence, and fear. We pray especially for all men and women serving in the armed forces and for their families. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Drawn into the light of healing mercy, we pray for all who wait for healing and relief of suffering, especially today for our sister Janet Archer. We pray for all those that we now name out loud and for those that we remember in the silence of our hearts. Give us hope in the promise of new life, where pain and suffering will be no more. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Drawn into the dawn of a new day, we pray for the ongoing reconciliation between people. Make us bold to name sin in our lives and unite us in the promise of forgiveness and mercy. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Drawn into the light of grace, we pray for all, the young and young at heart, for your daughters and sons, including the children of our community, and especially this morning, Mackenzie, Emily, and Connor. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Drawn into the promise of everlasting light, we pray for those who mourn, and we give thanks for all the saints who now rest in the brightness of God's presence. Make us confident in our worship as we reflect the light of God with eternal praise. Hear us, O God. Your mercy is great. Trusting in the presence of God by the power of the Holy Spirit, we commend all for whom we pray, dwelling in the light and hope of Christ our Savior. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always. Let us share with one another a sign of Christ's peace. Let us pray together. Holy God, your beauty shines forth from the manger, and your love flows from the cross. As you gather us around these signs of your love, come among us. Warm us to extend your care among the hungry and all in need. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your heart. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is indeed right and salutary that we should at all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior Jesus Christ. By the leading of a star, he was shown forth to all nations. In the waters of the Jordan you proclaimed him your beloved Son, and in the miracle of water turned to wine, he revealed your glory. And so with all the choirs of angels, with the church on earth and the hosts of heaven, we praise your name and join their unending hymn. Holy One, the beginning and the end, the giver of life, blessed are you for the birth of creation. Blessed are you in the darkness and in the light. Blessed are you for your promise to your people. Blessed are you in the prophets' hopes and dreams. Blessed are you for Mary's openness to your will. Blessed are you for your Son Jesus, the Word made flesh. The night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread and gave thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." And again after supper, he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of your sin. When you drink from this cup, do it in remembrance of me." Let us proclaim the mystery of faith. Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again. With this bread and cup, we remember your word dwelling among us, full of grace and truth. We remember our new birth and his death and resurrection. We look with hope for his coming. Come, Lord Jesus. Holy God, we long for your Spirit. come among us. Bless this meal. May your word take flesh in us. Awaken your people. Fill us with your light. Bring the gift of peace on earth. Come, Holy Spirit. All praise and glory are yours, Holy One of Israel, Word of God incarnate, power of the Most High, one God, now and forever. Amen. Gathered into one by the Holy Spirit, let us pray as Jesus taught us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Thank you.
The body and blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in his grace. Amen. Let us pray together. God of wonder, in Jesus we behold the light of the world come near. As you have come among us now, send us out in joy, hastening to share the good news of your love. We ask this in the name of Jesus, through the Spirit dwelling among us now and forever. Amen. Gracious God, you took the form of a servant, offering yourself as food, comfort, and strength to a sick and hurting world. Anoint with a servant heart those who take your word and sacrament to our sisters and brothers in their homes, in prisons, and in hospitals. Grant grace, mercy, healing, and hope to those who feast on your body and blood and receive your words of new life. May we all recognize that we have a place and a home in the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, God, the Creator who delights in you, Jesus, the Savior who is born for you, and the life-giving Spirit who shines on you, bless you and keep you in hope and peace. Amen.
Thank you.
in peace. Share the joy of Christ. Thanks be to God.